The first sweet corn festival that I knew of was in 1948 with a steam engine to provide the heat for the corn.
And you were there?
As a little guy.
Do you remember it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that, I think, was the first sweet corn festival in the Midwest, and the idea spread. And
were you just taken by the steam engine idea back then?
That was the main thing that I was interested in, but other people, they just go for the corn. It's free corn, you know. And they could care less about the steam engine. Not everybody's interested in the same thing, you
but
know.
But come on, you can't have corn without the steam engine.
Absolutely. That's what I... There's something else again when they come to life and they're doing the work they were intended to do. And it's like a living thing. They breathe. And that's one reason why, as one writer said, America has a love affair with the steam locomotive and things like this.
Does the steam engine do the best job out of all the different ways you can steam corn? Would you say the steam engine is the most effective way?
Perhaps the cheapest, in spite of the expense of hauling. Now, of course, we came a long way here to Urbana.
Yeah.
We're about 135 or 40 miles from you, up north in Bureau County.
Did you have to get up early this morning?
About 4 o'clock in the morning, I fired it up. Sat there and looked at the stars while it was getting hot, you know. This young man that's with me over here, Evan Peach, and he's from Mendota. He came around when we were doing things like this, you know, up at Mendota. And he became a friend, and he's really into steam power and antique machinery.
My name is Evan Peach, and I'm an engineer on this tractor. What we're trying to do is we're trying to connect a direct line from the boiler to the corn tank, and then it'll go through and we can start cooking the corn whenever they're ready.
When it's boiling the corn, how hot does it get when it's connected to the steam engine?
Well, see, it boils at 212, and I suppose maybe 300 degrees, I don't know. Maybe not quite that hot in the tank.
How long does it take to boil the corn?
I suppose 10 minutes or so.
We do a corn boil in Mendota every year, which is where I'm from, and this is the same engine that uses it. Well, usually they let the first batch cook for 20 minutes. Of course, they're cooking close to 2 tons of it at a time.
Do you use it for anything other than steaming corn?
We go up to Pontiac, you know, or to Sycamore. That's a big steam get-together up there. And they do threshing and they do sawmilling. It'd be a 4 or 5 day event.
So do you at all feel like you're in the 1920s? Do you picture yourself in the 1920s when you're operating this thing?
Sometimes you can get so into this type of thing, you almost forget what era you really are in, you know.